Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Notebook. Well, I am back. I took a little summer vacation off. I just wanted the summer to be a little more relaxing. No, I promise you I won't be gone every week. You know, I just, the summer was crazy, so I took it off, and I don't regret doing it because it was just something I needed to do, and you know, it was nice. It was completely nice. And, you know, I might do it again, you know, but not so soon. There's a lot of things going on. I will be having April Geddes, I probably didn't say her last name right, from, see, one of the dates, so, Back in Time. So, Steve will be on my show next week. I'm going to be interviewing her. And then on the 20th, I'm having a very special guest. So, I'm still ironing out the details. So, I will let you guys know when that is coming up. And after my show, Late on Radio, the, you know, my co-host is having a show, and that's at 8:30 Pacific, 10:30 Central, whatever. You know, I'm not good at the whole time thing, so, you know, I'm sorry for that, people. I'm just not good at it. So, excuse me for not being good at the time. Okay, I'm going to let the Zone Radio on.
Hey, Carly.
Hey. Okay, so I let you on, but it's time for my favorite part of my show. I'm going to rant because is this you and I, no calls yet?
Go for
some
it.
People. Carly is back with the vengeance, so just enjoy it. Sit back. You feel the need to pop some popcorn, go ahead. You feel free to go get some wine, go ahead. Yeah. So, okay, so the past couple of weeks on shows have been, like, driving me crazy, and no, you know, I haven't, you know, been on the air, but I've been watching shows. Yeah, I'm not quite caught up this week, but, you know, I am not perfect. But, you know, there are so many things I want to touch on tonight, and I will touch on them. And first of all, I want to touch on Big Brother, but I have a call. Call? 901, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me, Celia.
Hey, Celia.
Hey.
Okay, you are the perfect person.
I know, I called in right at...
Well, yes, but, you know, I'm going after my Big Brother rant. Get ready, this is going to, you know... okay, so last night on Big Brother, and I'm sorry if people haven't seen it yet, but I am mad, I am pissed, I am just way too fit to be tied. Okay, you know, I didn't mind it so much that Amanda has got some packing because that bitch deserved it from day one. Don't you agree?
I agree. I mean, I liked Amanda at first, but, like, the more she stayed in the house, the more vile she got. It was like, okay, she needs to go. And, like, she's, like, literally mental. I mean, seriously, like, something is wrong with her. She needs something. And I'm not, like, being funny about it. No, this girl, yeah, needs something.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, okay, so... I was happy she finally got some packing. That made me happy. And thank you for texting me and warning me. If you did not warn me, I would have probably threw up on my bed. That's how mad I got last night.
Yeah, I had a forewarner. I was like, no, she's going to be mad. I'm going to get a text. And, yeah, I'm going to forewarn her.
Yeah, you were right to do that because, you know, I am so mad at Judd right now. It isn't funny. What in the fuck was he thinking about voting Alyssa out when they promised to go to the end together? What in the fuck was that?
I don't know what his issue is.
Yeah, wasn't he? I mean, I thought when he came back on, oh, you can trust this person. But what really happened, you could not, you know, really trust him at the end. And, you know, watching it, it made me mad. And you know what? For all the people out there that want McCray to win this, no. McCray sent Alyssa out of there. McCray needs to be the next one to go. Oh, Andy needs to be the next one to go because I am done with those two.
Yes, but it's going to be Jean Marie. I'm just, I don't know yet, but just my prediction.
You know, I mean,
Jean Marie's going to be next. The boys are going to gang up on her.
So, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm kind of mad at Jean Marie for voting Alyssa out too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was uncalled for. Alyssa never used to. Never, you know, never put her up with maybe Cicero now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with,
yep.
You know, I'm mad, and I mean, you know, right now we are going to, you know, be watching a season, I mean, the end of the season of Floaters. That's basically
yep.
what we are going to see. It's not going to be who is the best person to win this. It's going to be all the best fucking floater and the best stabber, backstabber that needs to go.
Yeah.
Because are you voting for anyone at this point?
Hey, me? Not really. I mean, the last person I was voting for was Alyssa. Well, I was voting for her from day one.
Yeah, me
everybody
too.
Wanted her ass out. I was like, I'm going to root for her. You know, she's the underdog, you know. And she did fight those first couple weeks to, you know, with the help of other people, of course. But still, she fought to keep herself off the block. Like, the first 3 weeks, she was on the block, ready to go home. Because that was what their mind was set. And she flipped them every time. So... And she was in
yeah.
alliance with, you know, Helen from the beginning, or Helen Candace from the beginning. So, yeah, the last one I was waiting for just got sent packing, so the season's going to be boring, and thank God I have a site that does spoilers, because that's the only way I will be watching. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I will still watch it, because I'm just curious who, you know, who gets kicked off next and whatever, but for right now, I don't have a favorite, and I won't have a favorite, because, you know, my favorite's left, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me, it was a little disappointing.
Yeah, it was. So, I was like, oh, yeah, it was, I hated, you know, I hate double addictions anyway. They're good for the ratings and stuff, but I hate them because they get my blood pressure up, and it doesn't help I watch a show right after it, they can get my blood pressure up even more. Yeah. Wow.
And, you know, I...
Great plan, but, whew.
And I really do think CBS fucked up by not sending Amanda packing when she made all those threats with Alyssa and she was making everyone in the house miserable. And,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know.
But she's besties with Allison, the producer or whoever the hell she
yeah.
is. Allison. So, of course, you know, you had Amanda besties with Allison, and then you had Alyssa that was Rachel's sister. So, everybody thought, you know, they were plants or, you know, I've heard it all from here, from the day one to, you know, theories and stuff, which are kind of funny if you ever want a good laugh. So.
Well, yeah. So,
but,
that
you know,
was
they
that.
Just got rid of the two big rating people. You know, I'm not saying, but, you know, you had Alyssa and Amanda. They brought ratings in.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I am not so sure, but something's going to happen next week. We'll, you know, we'll, you know, we'll, a big twist is coming on. So, oh, we have another call. 558, you on the air?
Hi, Carly. How are you? It's Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. I'm good. So, Cecily, we will get back to my Big Brother thing, but I want to go on a couple more topics really quick. I want to start with B&B because right now B&B to me is, you know, is hot and is sexy. And it's to me, it's really, 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 really good. And, you know, I just want to say that I'm a Brooke and Bill fan, and I just find them the hottest couple out there right now on B&B. And I find that for people to even bitch about, oh, Katie is the victim here. Katie is not the victim here. Katie was the one who, you know, put the microphone in to eavesdrop on her husband and her sister. And so, you know, really, I believe that, you know, Katie is not the little victim that everyone wants everyone to believe. I think Katie is a manipulative bitch that really, you know, is crying foul. She told Bill, get out of my life. We are done. Blah, blah, blah. Karen, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, Carly, I really like them. I'm big fans of Brooke and Bill. And I just don't understand why there's so much hatred towards the storyline. Because, I mean, that's what it is. It's a storyline, and it's entertaining. They're hot. They're sexy. It's exciting. Bold and Beautiful really needed some excitement. It's been so dull and boring the last few years. And it needed something, you know, new and fresh. And I know everybody's so opposed to Brooke and Bill, and they think that she's disgusting and that she's, you know, everything that she's done has been terrible. But I'm saying this is a story. You know, I watch soap operas because I want to enjoy it. I want to see something that's fun, that's exciting, that's a fantasy. It doesn't have to be right or wrong. It just can just be fun, you know? I says, and I think mm-hmm. Brooke and Bill really have good chemistry together. I think that it was getting sort of tiresome and old with Katie and Bill together. I mean, they sort of, I think, went down that road long enough. It got really repetitive, you know? And
yeah, they did.
It, you know what I mean? It was the same thing over and over and over and over. And, you know, I'm not condoning in real life that normally, you know what I mean, you don't pick your sister's husband, of course. But the circumstances were different here, you know?
Yeah, but if my sister's husband was hot as Bill, I would not be so sure that I wouldn't, you know, think of it.
Did you see that Rena Schaefer? Schaefer is coming to B&B. That played Lois, the original Lois, the only Lois.
Oh, Rena Sofa. Yeah. She's already been on. She's Wyatt's mother.
Yeah, she's been on for a couple of weeks. I mean, more than like 2 months.
Yeah, she's a good actress. I like her.
She's original Lois, the only Lois I, you know, claim.
Yes.
Was it Leslie Kay? She did a great job, too. But, you know, I grew up watching Rena as Lois, and she's just Lois with the big nails and
with the big nails and the Brooklyn accent. Yeah, yeah, she was awesome, and I loved her with Ned. They made such a good couple.
Mm-hmm. I loved her, Ned. That was my 90s couple. That was, I loved
Yeah, that was a good time period for GH also, that, you know, that those storylines back in the 90s. There was all good couples there, you know. There was Robin and Stone, and there was little Sonny and Brenda, then Jackson Brenda, and Lois and Ned. There was a lot of hot couples then.
Mm-hmm.
The storylines were
Elizabeth
good.
Elizabeth and Lucky, you had, you know, Jason and Robin, you know, even though
they were good.
I'm probably one of the few people that didn't like Jason and Robin. Sorry for the people that liked them. I just didn't.
They were awesome. Are you a Brooke and Bill fan, or are you, you know, what's your view on that?
I haven't watched Bold and the Beautiful. I know people keep telling me I need to watch it, but I've been busy with Jewish holidays. So I've just been busy. I haven't watched General Hospital in the last couple of days. I've seen bits and pieces and what people tweet on Twitter, so I kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, they're attacking this show quite a bit. I see a lot on my Facebook page and a lot of different posts and a lot of sites. But, I mean, I really don't understand the hysteria. It's a soap opera, you know. It's not real life. You want to watch something exciting, and I think they've added something exciting to the show, and everybody's, totally against it. Haven't they, Carly? I mean, they really have. They have. This has been an exciting storyline.
Just because, you know, in everyday life, but people might not go down this path, but you know what? The way I look at it, Katie set those two in motion to end up together. Katie was the one that left. I understand that Katie got the postpartum. I understand that. But she did this thing in motion, which a lot of people are too dumb to figure out. Because
If you're going to throw two people like that together, know what I mean? And then, of course, she was gone for quite a while. Of course, something most likely is going to happen, you know? And of course, you know, it went that direction, but then by that time she wanted her husband back and she just assumed she could have things the way they were, like none of it happened. But, I mean, that wasn't really fair to expect that after all that time had passed. You know, Bill thought that their marriage was over for good. I mean, she even gave him the ring back. Do you remember that episode? And then she ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then he went back with her because of what happened to her heart. But, I mean, you know, she totally said the marriage was over. So, I mean, Bill assumed he went as much as he could go. I mean, he tried to save that marriage repeatedly over and over and over and over. She was always criticizing him. She always wanted him to be something, you know, that he couldn't. She criticized everything he did. I mean, like, nothing that he tried to do was good enough. So, I mean, it got to the point that I don't know. I mean, I was really getting sick of them as a couple, to be honest with you, because,
it was
the same. Were you too? Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing.
It was
just
like,
over.
No, I was fast-forwarding their scene. It bored me.
And, I mean, I know everybody's forgetting the fact also that Katie did take Nick away from Bridget, and that was her niece, and nobody had anything negative to say.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that did happen, and people are forgetting that.
They seem to now that time has passed. And, I mean, I really liked Bridget and Nick together. I thought they made a great couple at that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came into the picture, and, you know, and she really, you know, she had no regard for the fact that that was her aunt's husband. I do like Katie. It's not that I don't like Katie. I do like her. I think she's an excellent actress, and it's not that I'm not a Heather Tom fan. I like her, but as far as the storyline goes, I just think that that was an important thing. So she didn't get condemned for that, yet, you know, Brooke is getting condemned up, down, sideways, you know, all over for, you know, what's happened with her. And I think that they just fell in love is really the bottom line. It was the circumstances. They fell in love. And sort of now the relationship with Katie, Bill moved on. You know, there was too much against it at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you. I totally agree with you because it is. I mean, at this point, you know, time to move on, you know. You know, it's driving me crazy, and I don't, you know.
I think Brooke brings out a good, I like the side that Brooke brings out in Bill also. You know, I think, you know, she brings out, you know, a different side to Bill, sort of a deeper side, more dimensional, more, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but she brings out a different side to him than Katie did. They both, I think, you know, they're two different relationships, and both women have had a different impact on his life. Of course, he did love Katie very, very much, no doubt about that. But I think Brooke has had a different effect on him, and I basically think it's been a good effect, you know, at this point anyway, unless anything changes. But I think right now the storyline has been exciting from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I says like usually I'm looking forward to them being on because that's been a good chunk of, you know, like a really good meaty storyline to see what's going to happen next.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and you know the storyline that I'm kind of liking, I'm kind of not liking, I'm kind of like, you know, up in the air on B&B about is Liam and Wyatt and Hope. I mean, I'm liking Wyatt and Hope together. And,
yes,
you know,
I love
I want
them
Liam
together.
And Stephanie back together.
Yes, I think those would be the best pairings at this point whenever Stephanie is going to come back.
I'm personally a Steffi Liam fan. So.
Do you like Steffi
with
Liam?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I love Steffi Liam. I just think
so Ryder with Hope is just fine with me. You know, just push him a little bit.
Yeah, I think they should go that route when she comes back. Get Liam back with Stephanie, and you know,
mm-hmm.
get Hope with Wyatt. I think those would be like, you know,
mm-hmm.
those would be the best pairings. I think
yeah,
they're working
because...
in that direction. There's good chemistry with Wyatt and Hope.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is.
Yeah,
I
think
he's
very cute with her.
Well,
yeah, and you know, but I mean, I've been thinking that this whole Bill and Wyatt thing, Wyatt took it a little too far. I mean, both of them did, but you know,
that got out of control. Yeah, that got out of control.
It did get out of control.
Of course, Bill was a little hot-headed. I mean, he didn't have to disown him right away from the family and take his credit card away and his key to the company. And, I mean, Bill got awful angry, you know, because Wyatt, I think just it reminded him of his childhood when he thought of, you know, he thought of his father leaving another child. So I could see where Wyatt was coming from, but Bill, you know, Bill sort of, I think, they got out of control with the both of them, you know, and... You know, and the way that ended up isn't good for the moment. But I think
yeah,
they're going to probably repair that relationship.
Well, they need to, but, you know, Wyatt should have never got in the middle of this because Wyatt's only been on there for 2 seconds. He doesn't know what went down with Brooke and Katie and Bill. He wasn't there, so really he doesn't have any fucking, excuse my language, right to come in there and tell his father that he knows for 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes.
Right.
What, you know, what he should do. I mean, to me, I just felt like sloppy in that day because I'm like, are you
and
kidding
also
me?
In that episode, Katie, you know, portrayed Bill to Wyatt in a very bad light. Not that a lot of the things that she said weren't true, but
true.
she didn't tell him both sides. So she was portraying, you know, his father in the worst possible light, not letting him see any of the good characteristics that Bill has. And then, of course, Wyatt right away believed that. And I think he just ran with it. And then, of course, he got crazy when he saw Bill and they had that confrontation. And, you know, it ended very badly. But I think that was wrong of Katie to sort of sort of put all bad thoughts in Wyatt's head about his father when he just found his father. She should have remained a little more neutral.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought, too. I agree with you, but I thought Bill was a little wrong, you know, to take his credit card and...
He jumped, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, kids are going to, you know, like or not, piss us off and do things that we don't want them. But come on, he overreacted.
He overreacted. I totally agree. Yeah, he overreacted that day. You know, he found his son. They were starting to have a relationship. He shouldn't have jumped and right away, you know, threatened that he was disowning him. He never wanted him in his life again. I do think Bill went too far that day. But, of course, I think Wyatt attacked him. And, you know, when Bill feels attacked, that's sort of how he responds.
Yeah, and, I mean, that in itself was, you know, I understood both sides that day. But I just thought, you know... Come on, don't do this. I mean, come on, you know, it's good that we are seeing Billy have another son. I mean, it's very interesting because I think the whole brother dynamic with Liam and Wyatt is going to take a very interesting turn, and I want to see where it goes, and maybe they will be like Sonny and Rick, hate each other and kill each other. That would be
Sonny and Rick. Yeah, Sonny and Rick. That was a love hate relationship.
Exactly.
There was so much resentment.
So.
Well, I think Liam
very
and
much so.
What do you think? So yeah, that was sort of a. Well, Rick was always jealous of Sonny, you know, back then.
Well,
so.
He was, you know, and he had his. Okay. I hated the man most of the time.
Me too.
Rick was one of those characters I wanted to root for, even though I knew he was going to screw up somehow or do something, and it's like I just wanted to root for him. And I really enjoyed his pairings with Alexis and Elizabeth. So, with that said, probably the few times I've actually really enjoyed them. But they did. They had a crazy relationship. And, I mean, I understood, you know, Rick's jealousy of Sonny, you know, and all that stuff. And, I mean, he had a right to. And...
Well, he was jealous was the main thing, wasn't it, that Sonny was brought up with his mother? Was that the history there? Rick was the one that was given away.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, Sonny had this wonderful relationship, I mean, or childhood either, you know.
No,
he
had a...
He did get beat by his stepfather. He did get locked into a closet.
A closet, yeah.
So... Maybe Rick was better off without, you know, dealing with that, too. So it's like...
Yeah, that left Sonny with a lot of emotional scars, even today, you know.
Yeah,
when,
that's what I was going to say. Even, even now, you know, he still has those issues.
He still has some emotional issues from that stepfather and the times that he had growing up. So,
yeah.
So actually, Rick maybe wasn't that bad off. You're right. Because maybe Rick
was
spared from
that is the only brother relationship I can really compare to that I would love to see. Like, but, you know, people, I've been thinking that, you know, this week, you know, B&B was good, but why and all broke my heart.
No, I was going to say, can we talk about Y&R and Catherine's funeral? I have not watched those things yet, but...
I'm a couple behind. I have to finish it. I know, there's been a lot of crying this week, though. It was so sad.
Tissues.
I know, I know. I didn't even get to the funeral yet, and I've been crying. You know, when everybody was reading their letters, I was crying. You know, it was really emotional.
And, you know, I just want to say, my little sweetie, Kristoff, you made me cry like I've never cried before. I don't thank you on it. I used way too many Kleenexes this week. I want to rewatch it because, you know, I was just watching really fast, praying that fucking President Obama doesn't break in on it. And let me tell you, if he does that one more time, I'm going to sue him.
It's always when General Hospital's on. I know, you want to scream when it's just it's good, and then there's that breaking news right in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I mean, can we wait until 5 o'clock? Okay.
I know it. I know it. There's always some kind of a news interruption. It always seems to be during General Hospital.
And exactly. And I was telling somebody, somebody earlier, I was tweeting with them. You know, she's like, I'm enjoying the whole Luke story and the whole mob story, and I'm like, and the whole sexy drama of the baby. It's just it's good all around right now.
Oh, Bradford. He's been awesome. He'll have to get in a wide lot. Oh, my God. He'll be up for an award, I would think, next year. I mean,
yeah,
his
hopefully.
Acting. Oh, my
he's
God. Those scenes.
He's doing so awesome. I mean, they all are, though, you know.
They've all been great. They really have. It's an exciting storyline. It really
mm-hmm.
is. But those few days
it's
when.
It's about time.
I know.
It's like, thank you. It's out, you know.
I think it's going to take a while for this to come out, of course. You know, we're anxious for it to come out, but I don't think they're going to know Dante and Lulu for a little bit that's not their child.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it would come out already.
I know. I'm anxious to see.
Week.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see the response.
I was like, can it come out already? Because hasn't this been going on for, 9 months now?
Pretty much, yes.
We've
watched it.
Out like this on soap operas, they do this all the time, and it drives me insane. I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
this needs to stop. Like, just let the truth be heard and let it be done. Because
just
we
like
know
the whole like Johnny, the whole Johnny secret. You know, the whole Johnny keeping the secret and marrying
mm-hmm.
Connie. It's like,
yeah.
oh God, just come on. Just you know, it's like, oh. And that went on forever, it felt like. I think like a year or whatever. I was like, oh, when it came out.
I
like,
know.
Finally.
You feel like it's never going to end. I know. You're dying for it to come out already. I do think they do sometimes drag some of it too long.
You know? They do it on purpose.
Well, they want to keep you watching.
How does everybody feel about Britt's baby daddy being Brad? Even though we know it's not Brad.
I think that's a lie.
I think that's a lie. That can't be Brad. No.
Lante baby. Everyone knows it's a Lante baby.
That has to be, yes, that has to be
uh-huh.
their baby.
Either
and they're going to have to get their
baby. Or it's Dante's baby. Some, you know, it's either their baby together or maybe Dante and Britt's baby.
Oh, just Dante's, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I mean, I can see it both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, Lante is going to be, devastated.
Oh, they're going to, yeah, when they find out that's not their little girl. Yeah, that's going to be very emotional for everybody. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
No, Maxie sort of put this all into motion.
Yeah,
and then,
but you know what? Okay. I'm not going to sit there and blame my Maxie on this. Because, you know what, I will do Spinelli in a moment. So, really, I'm not going to judge her for knocking up my man and having sex with him that night. I'm not going to judge her because I would have done the same thing.
Oh, I like them together. I wish.
You know, and at the beginning, she didn't want the baby. You know, it was later on that she saw, she saw the baby kick and all that, that she got, attachment to. But if you remember, early on, she didn't even think twice about letting, Lulu and Dante take the baby. It was just later on in the last 3 months that she kind of got attached to it.
Exactly. I think the further along she got in her pregnancy, the more
mm-hmm.
and the more the reality set in that it was her child, I think the more emotionally attached. And then by that time she was in it so deep, she hasn't known what to do. Yeah, she was kind of stuck now. I mean, how can you tell them the truth? But how can you give them your child? She's in a bad predicament,
Yeah.
I would like, actually, Maxie back with Spinelli and for them to have their baby.
Spinelli.
I'm a Sixers fan.
You know, I agree with you.
Do you like them together, Kylie?
I love Maxine Spinelli. I mean, I do think Nelly's good for them.
Yeah, they have more in common in certain ways. Yeah. I mean, Allie and him
balance each other out.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm conflicted with the whole Maxine Spinelli Ali. Really, I'm conflicted. I mean, one day my heart, you know, says, you know, Maxine Spinelli are endgame, they should be together. And the next day I want Ali and Spinelli. But I'm kind of pissed off at Ali for telling Spinelli. I think that was not her place. And, you know, I don't know, it was not her place one bit.
Yeah. To take that, to, you know, to tell him. Yeah. I think at that point she felt so guilty for keeping the lie, you know,
well,
for so many months.
Yeah.
I think she just felt like she had to tell him the truth, you know. She couldn't stand to watch that anymore. And it was a difficult predicament, yeah. It wasn't really her place to be the one to tell him, but I think she couldn't stand to see that anymore, so she finally felt like she had to come clean and, you know, tell him the truth. But for him to realize he was a father, oh, my God, that was, like, such a revelation. And just,
I know.
He played that. Oh, my God. He played those couple of days.
Did my husband play that really well? I thought he played
he
it.
He certainly
oh, yeah.
did, Callie.
He deserves an Emmy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He deserves an Emmy many times. His acting is, you know, nobody could play that. Bradford really should have gotten, there were so many times that the award, somebody else got it, and I said, gee, he really deserved it at so many different times.
And he's always deserved it. I mean, even when he was playing the goofy, geeky Spinelli that we all know and love when he first came on. I mean,
exactly.
I couldn't understand him half the time, but...
Yeah, remember
he
had names.
Half the time, but okay.
who could even probably, like, remember that dialogue? His acting was, like, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and he had all those names for everybody.
Exactly.
He was a riot from day one, right when he came onto the show. I said, gee, they hit gold when... Yeah.
And I was actually watching when he, like, first came on, and I'm like, I miss this Spinelli and Lulu friendship, you know. They did have, like, a really, you know, even though he liked her and wanted to date her, I loved that, you know, that friendship that they had.
Yeah.
And they need to fix the Lulu-Carly relationship because I enjoyed that one, too, because, I mean, Carly was like a sister to her, not only like a sister, but like a mom. Because at this point, Laura, you know, wasn't all in the head at this point. So she's walking in a rocking chair in Shady Brook. So, I mean, she was like a sister, but a mom to her, you know. And she helped her through a lot of things, especially the abortion storyline, you know, and all that.
Oh, she did. Yeah, she did.
She's the only one that was not telling Lulu what to do. She's like, do what you need to do. I'm here to support you either way.
Yeah, they were always close. Yeah, I like their relationship, Carly and Lulu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Before I forget, I do want to get back to Y&R because Ladies on Radio, we'll be talking General Hospital on her show tonight, so I don't want to take all of the eights away from her because I don't want to die of a natural cause.
Okay.
Which is probably murder, so. But all I want to say is whatever Carly has done this week and whatever Carly does in the future, I support. And if she wants to kill the whole town, I support that. And let's see. And Liz and AJ are the hottest two couples.
Things are looking bad for AJ right now, huh?
Well, you know what? AJ did not do it. Ava did.
He did
okay?
not do that. No,
AJ,
he didn't do it.
AJ did not fucking kill Connie was, you know, I'm not even sad that Connie's dead. You know, I'm not even sad. Connie and Kate was always mean to Carly. I'm not going to sit there and pretend I'm grieving the loss of Connie and Kate because she was mean to Carly. So, really, I'm not sad. I'm not brokenhearted that she's dead. And, you know, whoever killed her, whoops. You know, whoops. You know, whoever did that to get a hand.
It makes us think it's Ava.
I did like Kelly Sullivan, the actress. I'm not saying I didn't, but I'm saying the character Connie and Kate was played out. They need to go to both Sonny and Olivia about fucking time. Is, you know, it's about time.
They sort of played that out.
AJ, can I say something?
Sure.
About the whole Michael Morgan Kiki thing is so reminding me of two certain brothers that were fighting over a certain wand, and the only difference was there was not a redhead kid in the middle. Oh, my God. I'm like, I don't know if I'm the only one that thinks this, but I'm just like, oh, my God, it's watching Carly, AJ, and Jason.
Just a younger generation, you know? Another generation carrying on the same thing. Same kind of storyline.
Wow, you know, how close. And then Carly said it to Michael, and that little conversation she had with Michael, I'm like, thank you. I'm not the only one that sees this.
Right.
I'm like, yep.
Right. She was good with. She was good. That was a good conversation they had that day.
But I do want to get fruit.
She's like, I'm not eating this fruit.
I know it.
She's like, fruit? What?
Well, Morgan found the gun and, of course, called the police station right away. And, you know, I feel bad. That sort of sealed the deal for AJ for the moment anyway. It looks like he's guilty when he's not.
It was the right thing to do. I mean, anybody who wanted to do the right thing would have called.
Yeah,
I mean, if I found it, I would have called. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
Like he's going to worry about saving any AJ's ass. You know, that wasn't going
to
happen.
But do you think he did it to do the right thing? Or do you think he did that because he's so mad at his brother right now and he's jealous about
both.
Michael's feelings?
Maybe a little bit of both. Probably a lot.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know he's getting so resentful of Michael and Kiki, of course, so... Yeah, so in a way, that's a way to hurt Michael.
He tricked Kiki into marrying him.
He lied that day,
he did. He lied to get her to marry him, so...
Yeah, and he knew about, you know, the whole thing and being cousins.
I mean, this marriage is going nowhere fast, so...
Yeah, this has got to come to a head.
I enjoyed the Carly Morgan, you know... conversation too that she was having, you know, with
that
Morgan,
was very good,
you know.
Yeah, Kylie was supportive and she gave him good advice and Kylie was good. Kylie's good with her kids. She's a good mother.
That's what I've always said about Carly. I'm like, she's a lot of things, and I'm a crazy, she's a lot of things, but her kids is a whole different story. She will kill for her kids.
Yeah,
you know,
she would do anything.
Shoot somebody, or at least shoot somebody for her kids. Oh, wait, she's done that. But, I mean, I haven't always condoned what Carly's done, right or wrong, but I love her regardless, and she's loved her kids, and she's loved Jason, and, you know.
Oh, God, I love the relationship, with her and Jason. That dynamic of them being best friends like that and him always calming her down and...
And it's like, that's why there were, you know, a lot of people don't understand the relationship unless you are a Jason Carly fan or even a Carly fan. But the relationship works so well because they would call, or if they called each other, they ran to them without questions asked. You know, Jason could be like, come help me bury a body, and she'd be like, okay, you know, without questioning them. You know, and he would do it the same thing. You know, all the crazy plans and all the crazy stunts that she's done, he stuck by her because he knew in the end of the day, she's right there beside him. She's not behind him, she's right there.
Yes, they had unconditional love. They were really good friends, and no matter what the other one was going to do, they were going to support each other.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a good relationship.
A lot of people like them, but you know what? I like them. And I've always liked them, and I've never been shy of saying that I've liked them. You know, I love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
From 96 and on.
From 1996? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you watch GH for a long time, huh?
Yeah, I've been watching it since the 90s. I grew up watching Neural Hospital because my grandfather watched it, and I grew up watching Days because my mom watched it. So those were my two main soaps. And then I watched the CBS soaps. I started really watching Y&R when I was nannying for this lady. She watched Y&R. So she would ask me to tape it, and I just sat down and watched it. So
you got addicted to that one, too.
Yeah. So I kind of watched them all, you know, here and there, and, you know, I'd get bored with General Hospital at the time, and I would watch Guy and Mike, or I would get bored with Days, and I would watch As the World Turns, or One Life to Live, or All My Children, or, you know.
Oh, I loved As the World Turns. I love One Night to Live, Guiding Light. I mean, there's been so many good soaps that, you know, they've one after the other, they've all been great.
You know, so.
Another World. There was just so many good shows.
Another World, yep.
Yeah, that was an awesome show, too. Yeah,
it was. It was so funny because for Edward, I was like, there was a soap that came on before Passions was on, which, by the way, I watched that one, too.
I did, too.
And I could not think of that soap for Edward, and it bothered me because I was like, what is that soap? And then one day, it dawned on me. I was like, oh, thank God. It was like months later. I was like, oh, that's what it was, Another World.
Another World, yeah. Yeah, that was a great soap. That really was. That was sad when that one went off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was sad. I want to get to my back of my Y&O thing of the week because, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this. Very sleepless nights over this.
Yeah.
You know, I really think, I really think if there's a character that needs to be dead before 2014 on Y&R, it needs to be Siren. I'm done. I am so done with her. She's a manipulative bitch. And she needs to leave. And, you know, I love Nick and Avery. I'm loving them. And Willie.
Yeah, I can't stand Sharon, what they've done with this character. I don't even know how they could get her out of this at this point. Because, you know, I mean, she's responsible for what happened. I know it was an accident, but
She did. And I don't care if it was an accident or not. She did to my girl, and she needs to be punished and locked away and killed for what she did to Phyllis. And she's been lying to everyone for weeks, and she needs to be shot in the head, mercifully killed.
She's really been getting out of control. Yeah, she's been getting worse and worse and worse with her plotting and her planning to get Nick back. And she's not even respecting that Avery and, you know, Nick are getting married.
Exactly.
And then she's having her kid. She shouldn't do that. She shouldn't put her child in the middle of that.
Exactly.
You know?
But she's a psychopath. She's crazy.
I've never seen her be this crazy. Yeah, I've never seen that. I think this is the craziest. Of course, I didn't watch Y&R for a lot of years. I don't know. Has she ever had, like, psychotic episodes before?
Oh, yeah, she is. She has. But she's a psychotic little bitch that has been in the mental institution. That maybe she should have stayed there because that would be better for her, I think. And, you know, another thing, Karen, don't you think you get to a point when you're washing a soap that you're thinking, God, if this character dies tomorrow, I will be happy. And, you know, I don't care if it's wishing death on people at this point. Because don't you have
some of the characters? Some of them annoy you so much. You just want the character dead and gone. Yeah, yeah, they just annoy you so much. You get to the point where you can't watch them anymore. You know, it drives you crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's been I feel like that about Kristen on Days.
Yep, yeah. I agree with you on that. I think Kristen on Days needs to go. Days of Our Life is the other topic, but I'm loving my Billy and Victoria on YNL. And you know who else I'm loving, Karen? That
cool.
I'm just loving on YNL. And, you know, they are so cute. And looking into his blue eyes maybe is a way to wake up every morning.
Oh, my sweetheart.
Yeah, I know who I'm talking about, right?
I love Dylan and Chelsea. I think they're my favorite couple on there right
now.
They're awesome.
It's such a great watching Steve, you know, in a different character, too. Because as much as I wanted Jason dead, I know I'm getting a lot of hate for that one, but he just annoyed the crap out of me, and I was like, good riddance, you know? A lot of people, you know, loved him, and I did too, you know, and I've had my moments with Jason Morgan.
Were you a Jason fan?
I was.
Yeah.
But when he died, I was like, good riddance and goodbye.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were sick of him by then? Yeah.
Yeah, I was very sick of him by then. Some of the things that he did just drove me crazy. I was like, okay, whatever. And, you know, and I'm like, he wanted to leave on his own accord. So, you know, I'm not going to get into, you know, that whole discussion. You know, people are mad and stuff, and people are whatever. But he wanted to do what he wanted to do. And
he's doing a great job, though, as Dylan. I mean, he really
is.
And
it's such a great character to watch.
I'm loving
so
Dylan.
I know. He's so different. It's giving him a chance to show his acting ability in a completely different direction. Because it's like two totally different parts, you know. One was a mob enforcer, and now he's like, you know, he's totally the opposite. So it's really giving Steve a chance at, you know, a totally different kind of challenge here. But I think he's doing superb. Him and, you know, Melissa Claire Egan, oh, my God, they have such hot chemistry together.
Yes, agreed.
I mean, I love them as a couple. I mean, I mean that's, you know, that right now is my favorite couple in the show. I know it's going to be a bad problem when he finds out that child
don't
is Adam.
Don't say it, Karen. Don't say it. I don't even want to go there.
I'm hoping they'll work through it. You know what I mean? I'm hoping they'll be
able
to.
I know, but damn it, I don't want. You know, I really, you know, Adam is my other one that I want to kill. I just hope he, you know, ends up in like a diss, dead, or a knife stabbed him like 35 times. And then I'm okay with it. Then, you know, really, I'm okay with it, you know, and
he did a lot of, you know, I didn't watch it then. I know he's done a lot of despicable things, I guess, in the past, huh? They're trying to redeem his character now.
Yeah, Adam, yeah.
I didn't see him do a lot of those, you know, a lot of those things that he, when he was so bad. Not that he's real, you know, he's gotten better, you know, but I didn't see a lot of that, those things that he had done. But I know his character was pretty dark.
Yes.
Well, you know, but looking into his blue eyes, Karen, on here, Steve Burton, don't you feel like he's so much sexier right now on YNL? Don't you just want to rip his suit off?
Like, yeah, he's happier. The part is lighter. You know what I mean? He has more of a sense of humor. You know, and, like, you never saw those sides too much. I mean, there's nothing I love more than the Jason Morgan character. But this is giving him a whole chance at a different direction, you know, and we're seeing different sides to him that we didn't get to see as Jason. You know, those blue eyes. When he wears a blue shirt, I go crazy. I say his eyes match his shirt. He's just so gorgeous. You know, he really is.
Yeah, you know,
they're going to dig into the past a little bit now, right? They're going to go into his past storyline when he was in the military?
Yes.
tell us some backstory. You know what? I have a feeling that he might be related to a very important character on there. And I think this mystery with Nikki might unfold it. I just have this feeling.
Oh my God.
That's what I heard.
Do you think Nikki is his mother?
Yeah, you said I didn't.
Okay, that would be cool. That would actually be, if Nikki was his mother, and then that would make him and Nick, you know, half brothers. And Victoria, he'd be related to the whole family. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
If that's the secret, I think that would be a great storyline. Dylan talks about his mother, though. You know, so he obviously would have no idea. Maybe that other mother was an adoptive mother.
So,
I mean, I find it very interesting. But anytime Dylan is on the screen, I'm okay with it. I'm loving Dylan.
I wish he was on 5 days a week.
Yeah, I mean, I wish he was on there 24/7, you know?
I do, too.
I love him. Him and Billy have me almost peeing my pants because
I love it.
They're so funny together.
That little tea party with Billy's daughter, that was adorable, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dilla.
She's so cute.
Billy and Dylan bromance.
Yeah, they have a good friendship going. I love Billy. Yeah, he's a good character. And I like the chemistry with Dylan and Billy as friends. That's a good friendship.
I like it. I'm enjoying it because, you know,
I think you're right, Carly, because he has to be connected to somebody else on the canvas, an important character. He's got to be linked to somebody. I think you're right. I think you're right now, the more that I think about that.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's theories from fans and stuff, but that's a lot of what I've heard.
If this all unfolds, that'll be very exciting. That'll be a great storyline.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, that'll really, really, like, put his mark on the canvas if he was Nikki's son.
Yep, exactly.
You know, because he right now, except for, you know, having this new relationship and marrying Chelsea, you know, he doesn't have any family ties in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they do have to, you know, he has to be tied.
It's all about family, you know. They're very family-oriented.
So Nikki probably gave him up when she was very young.
I'm excited to see where this is going because, you know what?
I know.
Dylan lights up my life when he's on there, so I get happier.
I know. Every day, every time it's on, I say, I hope he's on today. I hope he's on today. I know they can't be on every day, but I get disappointed when the two of them aren't on because that's one of my favorite storylines. But I do love Avery. I know a lot of fans don't seem to really like Avery too much, but I like that character.
Yeah, me too. I love
her. She's annoying me.
I totally love her. Oh, Karen, before I forget, let's go back to B&B for a minute.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking... And don't you agree? I'm just thinking more of the Bill and, you know, Brooke thing. Why don't they get married? Why don't they get married? That would be hot.
Well, maybe they'll go in that direction. It could. And you know how Bold and Beautiful moves quicker. That one, like one day somebody's not with someone, a couple of days later they're with somebody, and it seems to move. So it could move in that direction. It could move. I love them together. I hope they do keep them together. At this point, Katie needs a new relationship because that one was worn out.
Oh, Katie needs it to go away and it will come back. I mean, you know, because he's annoying me. See, what happens when you annoy me? I just want you to go and it will come back, see? But before I forget, we have
25 minutes left, but you know, I've been thinking for the next president's election, I know who I'm going to vote for.
Who?
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
I like Donald Trump. I actually like Donald Trump. I know he's a very controversial character. A lot of people don't like him, but I happen to like
him. I love him.
Whenever he's on something, I mean, all you can do is laugh. He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, and
especially when I watch Apprentice.
Do you watch The Apprentice?
Yeah. Sometimes. I'm not like, I watch it every week, but when I actually catch it, you know.
Yeah, but you keep up with what's going on.
You know, I was just thinking
being a mother. You catch it when you can.
You're watching that time.
And, you know, and Karen, you know who I think should be Donald Trump running mate?
They're running the who?
Okay, this is a lure out there. I think it should either be Paula Deen. Oh, I think it should be Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
She could run for vice president.
Yes.
Oh, my God. that would be quite a ticket, wouldn't it?
That would be quite a 4 years if they haven't won.
Well, things aren't going too good right now. I mean, you know, this things really have not gotten too much better up to this point, you know.
I know.
Since Obama got in for the second term. I mean, I know things are bad, and, you know, he couldn't straighten everything out right away. No human being could. But right now, things still aren't too good.
I could have saved everything. Sorry. This time.
We need a woman in office to get it done.
Well, probably Hillary Clinton next term.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to run, I think, for the next election, Hillary, right?
I think so.
Maybe a woman. Well, something, and we need something. We need something different at this point.
Paula Deen is not a Lisa Tague for people in this album. Paula Deen is not that.
Oh,
Paula Deen, in fact, Paula Deen just got acquitted from all charges, so she's not a Lisa Tague. So take that.
Yeah, I like Paula Deen.
Like,
yeah, I do.
Years ago, by the way.
What did you say?
I said it happened
just
like
saying
what, 30
that...
years ago.
I'm
a
sorry. The phone
in a different world.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The phone broke up. I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh,
yeah.
I said, and it happened 30 years ago in a different world in a different time.
That's crazy to condemn somebody. Yeah, to condemn somebody for something they said 30 years ago. I mean, I don't know. That was crazy. That was really that's another situation that got out of control. You know, you know. She said she made a comment that was like, you know, she shouldn't have made. But, I mean, it was so many years ago to bring that up, you know, to hold that against her now. And, of course, you know, she got fired from so many things, from her job. I mean, that really wasn't fair to condemn somebody for something they said, you know, like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
I think they came down much, much, much too hard on her.
Yep,
exactly.
I mean, she seems like a nice person. She's all, anytime I've seen her, show something, so she's very likable. She seems like a down-to-earth, genuine person.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to. Oh, and you know, I mean. Oh, and I don't think I'm going to be watching The View this season either, because really, after what they did in Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, I know. I miss Elizabeth a lot. I really hate that.
I'm done.
I loved Elizabeth.
I am done. I mean, I wasn't that crazy about Zoe. Zoe was okay, but, you know, okay, Zoe, I'm glad you kind of left, but I'm still pissed off that Elizabeth left.
Yeah, we knew that back in May that Barbara was lying when she said that she's not,
well,
you know,
Barbara
Elizabeth isn't going.
Barbara is a fucking liar, and you can never believe what goes out of her mouth. She's a stupid liar. I mean, she said when all my children and one life and live were off, oh, my God, Brian Fawn's hold is breaking. Oh, my God. You know, both said, you know, Barbara Walters lied that day, too.
She did. She's in this last year, she's lied on several different occasions, and I'm really surprised about that. That was sort of disappointing because I always liked her quite a bit. And, you know, she's lied about many different issues, and she lied about her own retirement, that she wasn't going to retire. And then, of course, when the news, you know, when she was ready to come forward, you know, that she's retiring next year, she lied about Elizabeth not going anywhere. You know, she's lied about several different things, which, you know, I'm surprised it went that way. But
oh,
I like Elizabeth.
You are back on the air.
I mean, I've liked Elizabeth since, I mean, people are not going to probably remember, but she was on Survivor. And I watched her on Survivor.
Yeah, oh, did you? I didn't watch Survivor, but I know she came from that show.
Yeah,
so you knew her even before.
And she was really
good
on it, too.
Did you watch that? Yeah, both of you? She was great, huh? Well, my point on that is I like all the women, but you needed somebody with the opposite view, and Elizabeth was a Republican. And she had different views. You got Whoopi and Joy, and I love them all, and Sherry. But, you know, they're all agreeing with each other. And Elizabeth was always like everybody was ganging up on Elizabeth, you know.
Yep,
and,
you know, and I
and
love
she,
Republicans. So I'm all for the Republican view, too. So,
and I
but,
think Elizabeth had a right to speak her, you know, to speak her mind.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it's like
she
didn't she have
did.
A shot there. She really did. That used to really piss me off because, you know, I said, geez, you know, that's the whole thing. They created the view to have different points of view, and it was getting to the point that there were no different points of view. Everybody was the same.
It's their way or no way. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know,
and that's why I didn't watch. I used to watch it all the time, and then, you know, it just got ridiculous, and I would only tune in, you know, if I was watching it or... You know, and I was actually at home to watch it, and, you know, or if somebody was on that I wanted to see, I'd watch it.
Yeah, if there was a good guest coming on. Yeah, somebody you were interested in. Yeah.
What I want to touch on before we go off air is the whole One Life to Live Post and Poke, ABC thing, and you know what, I'm on ABC side, I like those three characters on General Hospital, I'm enjoying them, I watched a couple episodes of, you know, One Life to Live, I didn't find it that enjoyable. I wasn't like, because I was watching the Oprah one, and I'm like, okay, I can wait for this. It wasn't like I wanted to go directly back to every day or every week.
Exactly. I agree with you. I didn't feel the same. You know, I'm behind on those, of course, because I just have too many shows, but
well,
I didn't feel the same.
That's
when,
the problem. That is the problem. That is... my life story that I have too many shows, but...
Too many,
you know,
shows,
make, yeah, but I make time for, like, my important shows, but I didn't feel... excuse me, Kathy Tatum, how will you know you never watched those? Okay, for your information, Kathy, I watched them on Oprah Network, so what kind of... what will you know? I watched them. I did not enjoy them like everyone thinks. So
No, I don't feel it's been the same since the reboot, you know.
One
Life to Live was just a great show. It was when it was on ABC, it was a great show. But since the reboot, I mean, it really lost a lot in the shuffle. I know they tried hard, you know, to get this off the ground, and I was glad to see a lot of the old characters that I missed. But
a lot of our favorite actors and actresses already had jobs, and they couldn't come back, or they didn't want to come back.
And plus, it was over a year. You know, how long were they supposed to wait? Because they needed to get other jobs. They couldn't just sit and wait. You know, what if it never came back on? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Carly. I like those three characters on GH. You know?
Do
you like them? I mean, if I were one of them, I would opt to work on GH than have gone to the reboot. Because they didn't know how the reboot was going to go.
Exactly, and like I said, and I've said probably many times before this, when this was all going down, Joe also gave them a home. When their show got canceled, yes, their show got canceled. They're like, hey, let's bring these characters over, you know?
Right.
People started liking them.
They did. I mean, you know, that the people were complaining at the beginning because they didn't want the One Life to Live characters on General Hospital. But I think once they sort of got used to them, I think they worked well into the storyline. And, of course, Michael Easton and Roger Howarth are top-notch actors. I mean, whatever part you give them, they can handle, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, they're great. I mean, they're, you know, whatever. Every part they've done. I mean, they've changed Michael Easton a million times, and he still has excellent chemistry, you know, in any scene. You know, it's just, like, amazing to me. He's been, five or six different.
I mean, and everyone knows I'm not a crazy Kelly Monaco fan or a Sam fan.
But he does have good chemistry with Kelly Monaco. Yeah. I mean,
talk about characters that are not supposed to be together, that should be together, like Julian and Sam, or, you know, the whole, you know, either they're related to each other, or, you know, it's just like, damn. But I'm loving William on...
Is exciting now that this is Sam's father. Yeah, this is going to open up a whole new storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, hopefully they don't kill them off right away. It's like, that's the one thing that always, like, ticked me off. It's like, okay, you waited how many years for Carly to find out who her father is, and then you kill him off, like, 2 years later. It's like, really?
It was like a big build-up to be let down.
You know.
I hope they keep him around. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they'll do with Ava. If Ava happens to be the one that, you know, did kill Connie, I assume that character might not be around as long, but I hope they keep Julian, you know, around more indefinitely.
You know, come on, even if Ava...
If she was the shooter?
Yeah,
how many times
did
Sonny get off? Just saying.
I mean, she's a great actress. Mara West is a great actress. She really is.
Yes, and it was funny because me and a friend of mine, we were tweeting about, you know, he was a big Carly fan on As the World Turns, her character on As the World Turns.
I loved her on that. She was awesome.
And we were just joking, like, the day before, saying how she should come over in Port Charles, who would have, you know, the Tales of Two Carlys. And, like, the next day it broke that she was coming on to General Hospital. I was like, did you just see this? He goes, I know, we were just talking about it. It was so funny how, like,
random it was
that we were just talking about it, like, not even 12 hours before that. It was so funny.
And so when I watch that sometimes, when she had the scenes with Roger being Franco, I would flash back to think of them being characters on As the World Turns. And it was so interesting to see them as two totally different characters now.
Uh-huh. And actually, Laura and Roger worked together on Loving Carly.
Oh, were they?
Laura and Roger. Yeah, 23 years ago. Yeah. Laura said something, tweeted it or something.
Yeah, I said that too. Yeah, you're right, Cecily. Yeah. And, you know, I'm... I mean, I will never, you know, forgive Franco for the thing he's done, even though it might not be Waterhouse that done all the shit.
But the original James Franco was despicable. The original storyline,
well, yeah,
when they brought James
yeah.
Franco on, he did unacceptable things. He really did.
He really
did. That's like who's in my head. You know, Waterhouse character is not in my head. This one is. I mean, this one is in my heart, you know, head.
And it's hard. It's
Franco torturing everybody.
Oh, God, he tortured the whole town, especially Jason. I couldn't
yeah,
take it anymore.
You know what? What he did with Vaseline, okay, I will never forgive him. And what he did with Michael, he threw, you know, and when Carly spotted that great plan, the greatest plan on earth to kill Franco that day and went to Sunny and Son, I was clapping. I was cheering. I was saying, yay! You know, because that bastard deserved to go.
Yeah, he did. He did deserve to die. He did. But, of course, we knew him just coming on, you know,
he wasn't
going anywhere.
Yeah,
you know.
But can that go, you know, dream of, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
dream of
like,
something that makes us feel good.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that, you know, I mean, Anna Sarin from Y&R die. I will be the first one to jump on my bed 55 times. I hope I don't sprain my ankle again.
And Kristen and Days. We have
exactly.
a list.
I mean, I don't care.
We have
it's
a list.
Okay.
I have a hit list.
A hit yeah. list. Yeah, a hit list. Yeah.
I have a hit list. I was talking to a friend of mine. We were talking about how Robin's coming back.
That's
so,
going to be exciting.
Yeah, Kimberly is coming back. There's a contract for her to come back.
Yeah, that's going to be
like,
awesome.
Damn, I was this close for not seeing her face every day. And she goes, as long as she doesn't bring Brenda back, I will be okay. And I was like, yeah, don't jinx it, please.
Don't jinx it.
Brenda Bank. Oh.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. Oh, my God. Wait, what is Patrick going to do? Well, of course they have to put Patrick, I would think, back with Robin.
You know what? I do love Patrick and Sabrina. Oh.
I love Sabrina,
I do
too.
Love
yeah.
Patrick and Sabrina.
They're an awesome
I mean,
couple.
I love them.
That's going to be, they're probably going to be make a triangle out of it because Patrick is probably going to be so thrilled to see Robin whenever this is, but he's going to have such strong feelings for Sabrina.
Yeah,
he's probably going to be confused.
Yeah. Poor Emma. It's like new mommy, old mommy, new mommy, real mommy. It's like,
well,
you know,
I love
it.
I love Emma. She is such a good little actress.
You know, I'm gonna find that, you know, storyline, you know, interesting. And but I'm a big, you know, Patrick and Sabrina. I mean, Robin and Patrick were good. But, you know, something, there's a different side to Patrick's personality with Sabrina that I like.
Well, yeah, I think Sabrina brings out, a fun side to Patrick.
Yeah.
Well, Robin is, I love Robin. She's very serious, you know.
She's way too serious. And, you know, Robin was not that nice to call the other. So, you know, that, you know, and you know my rule, who's never nice to Carly really gets the wrath for me. So, really, she was
well, we
not
love Carly.
Nice.
We love Carly.
Yeah.
We love.
Yeah,
that
totally.
Was so much.
So,
there was
know,
so much bad
you know,
blood between them, yeah.
And many, many years of bad blood between them.
And the main thing was
Carly.
When she. With Carly and Robin, the main thing that she could never forgive Robin for is telling the truth about Michael's paternity.
With one of Robin's fucking place to do it. I'm sorry, I will always say that. It wasn't,
no,
it
wasn't
Robin's
her place.
It was
no.
not her
okay.
place.
No,
this
she should have stayed out of it. Yeah, she should have stayed
okay,
out
is,
of it.
Okay, this is my take on it. Okay,
yeah.
Because everybody gets it all confused when I say it. Because I know I don't like Robin. And I've never been shy.
And yes, I have never liked Robin. Way before Carly even walked into Port Charles, so it has nothing to do with Carly. I just did not, I've never liked Robin. I liked her with Stone. She was great with Stone. And like her and Sunny. I liked the scenes with her and Sunny.
But I love the scenes with her and Sunny, yeah. I like their friendship.
But what I've always said is, I was never mad at her for telling the truth. It was the reason behind why she told, you know, because she sat
right.
on the secret for a whole year, and she had no problem with it until Carly came back into the picture and wanted, you know, and okay, yeah, Carly's going after your man. You knew this, and you went to Paris.
I think most of it had to do with Jason. Yeah, most of it was the jealousy over Jason.
You know, and I mean, the thing about it is, like, yes, Carly was nasty to Robin, but Robin was nasty to Carly. You know,
They both hated each other. Yeah, they both hated each other.
Yeah, they were both nasty, but everybody caught Carly's side of it. If you ever notice, if you watch, like, back in the day when it was Sarah's Carly, everybody caught Carly's side, where, Robin said her piece, and Carly was saying her piece, and everybody caught it. So Carly was always the bad person. Not saying Carly, you know, was, you know, she could scheme with the rest of them, but she's a censor. So,
right.
I'm like, she gave him, and she did, she gave him the ultimatum. She goes, and Jason never said, you have to be out of my life. All he said was, you have to accept Carly and Michael in my life. They are part of my life. And she didn't like that. So, and then her fight with Carly didn't help the situation because she got into a fight with Carly, and that's when she told
Jason took years to forgive her for that. Yeah, I mean, you
it
know,
took
he...
10 years. And that's what bites my butt every time I think about it. Okay, Sam did all this stuff to Elizabeth, and she got forgiven. I'm like, it took him 10 years. And it was Sam that brought Robin back in to the picture. He didn't even want anything to do with Robin. And he really, honestly, didn't forgive Robin until Michael got
shot. Oh, that's
shot.
Right. She went and found Robin because he was sick
She's
with that brain injury. Right.
Yeah, with the brain injury. And he didn't
with
want
the
anything
injury,
to do with
yeah.
Robin. And I'm like, and he's pissed at Robin, doesn't talk to Robin for 10 years for telling the truth. That's all she did was tell the truth. That would eventually probably got out. But,
yeah, she told the truth, and she was, yeah.
You know,
she
you
was...
have Sam over here sleeping with her stepdaddy, threatening to kill, watch Jake get kidnapped, threatening to kill the, or hired people to threaten to kill Elizabeth, but you're going to forgive her and start a family with her? That makes sense.
Yeah,
the
they
world,
sort of
okay.
wrote the story. Well, we wanted him back with Elizabeth, and of course it would have gone that way, but of course he left and... But that sort of left a big void. We never really got to have an ending there.
No,
with him
yeah,
and Elizabeth.
I mean, no, and it made me mad. And that, you know, I don't think I will ever forget because Carly didn't have a good goodbye with Jason.
No, she didn't. She didn't even see him.
And the thing about it, the first time he left, you remember when Steve left the first time in 2000? They never gave him and Carly a goodbye either. They never gave him a goodbye with Carly. They had a last scene together, but it was never a goodbye. He said goodbye to everybody else. I'm still pissed about that one, too.
Yeah, because it wasn't finished. It didn't feel any satisfaction because, you know, you needed some kind of closure on that. And we never got it.
My husband never got closer with it, too. I mean, that's what I told Bradford when I met him.
I didn't like that.
And I also told him that he hasn't grieved enough for Jason, in my opinion. But, okay,
Sonny. I don't think they've made any of them grieve enough for Jason.
No, exactly, and that's made me mad. But we have 90 seconds.
I'm sorry. But Carly would be out there hunting for Jason. Like, she could probably see a body and still not believe Jason's dead.
Right. And just how close Sonny and Jason were, Spinelli and Jason, it's like everybody moved on too quickly and they really didn't mourn.
I didn't like the way that was written. We have a minute left.
So we're going to lose you, Carly, huh? Okay.
Well, because the
okay.
Play Zone Radio is coming up next. But
oh, is that one coming
guys,
up next?
I hope you guys both call in next week.
Okay. Well, yes,
always.
I will try. We don't want to miss any of the excitement. We want to keep on what's going on in our soaps, huh?
Exactly.
Yes.
And no more golf. Golf needs to go out the window. Fuck with the golf. I'm
well,
sick
I know.
Of
that wasn't on today. Our CBS soaps weren't on today.
I know. So, everyone, tune in to Laidlaw Radio, and I will be back next week. And
okay, you have
I
a good week.
Yeah,
okay.
You too.
You have a good week. Okay. Take care.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.